And this program would not be complete if we did not bring you the following update on lettuce. Chefs and gourmands in the San Francisco Bay Area have been trying to build the perfect salad for 20 years, using everything from spring mix to arugula. Now, one of them is selling a plant called mash. NPR's John McChesney traveled to California mash country.
The Salinas Valley calls itself America's salad bowl, and it's here that the tiny dark green plant called mash is making its commercial debut. Mash is also called lamb's lettuce. It's been cultivated in France since the 17th century. Here, long, arrow straight rows of mash are sheltered from the hot sun under green cloth canopies. 35 immigrant farm workers are on their knees, pulling back the canopies, cutting mash, and dropping it in baskets.
So welcome to Mashland. What we're looking at is a 25-acre block of mash, probably one of the oldest cultivated greens in existence.
Grower Todd Coons bends over and picks up one of the small green plants from a basket.
This plant is probably about 3 inches across, and ideally you don't have to cut it with a knife, that you can put that plant in your mouth. Yeah, that's perfect. It fits in my mouth, has a wonderful flavor. You can taste the minerals here at the Salinas Valley, and it happens to look beautiful.
Mash has a sweet, nutty flavor, and it looks beautiful only because the farm worker kneeling beside Coons is meticulous in the way he's cutting the mash, making short, deft motions with one hand.
He has a razor-sharp knife in his right hand, and he is surgically running it along the top of the ground, cutting the plant at the crown so that the leaves are held together, but leaving the root in the ground.
Coons is on a mission to make mash the next big thing on your salad plate. And he has the right credentials. Years ago, he worked at Alice Waters' Chez Panisse restaurant in Berkeley, and he saw how people loved the spring mix salad there, so he started bagging the greens and selling them locally. Back then, conventional farmers in the Salinas Valley thought Coons and his friends were dreamers, ridiculing them as weed farmers.
They did believe that us weed farmers out here were doing something that was completely ludicrous.
He tried to convince a big valley processor that spring mix was going to be a really big product in America.
Well, they didn't really have security escort me out, but they were very polite. They still shake their head at all of this.
Coons was soon shipping bagged spring mix all over the country and making money, too. But his company stumbled in the late 90s and he lost it. Others, though, have grown the baby lettuce business beyond Coons' wildest dreams.
And now that fast food restaurants, McDonald's being certainly the lead of that, are consuming literally millions of pounds of it, they're still kind of scratching their heads. But whether there'll be McMosh at any point, I couldn't really say.
There certainly won't be any McMosh unless Coons can get the cost of production down. Other baby lettuces are mechanically harvested, leading to their relatively low cost. Coons has engineers working on machines for mash, but since mash lies so low to the ground, new machines will have to be incredibly precise as they shave the earth. The other big problem Coons faces is convincing Americans that they need another salad green. This processing plant belongs to Earthbound Farms, the largest producer of bagged spring mix. They push out 18 million servings of salad each week. There are rivers of baby greens flowing through the vast factory floor here. So is Earthbound thinking about including mash in its mix anytime soon? Drew Goodman is CEO of the company.
It's early on in the discovery process. I think when you work with some of the innovative growers out here, they're real problem solvers. But I think he's got a ways to go in mainstreaming mash for all of our palates.
So, says the big salad producer, mash is not on Earthbound's radar screen, which could mean the little green won't end up in the salad bowl of the masses. Coons, though, is undaunted by any doubts as he watches boxes of mash being loaded on a truck at the packing house.
Look at that, mash on a forklift. I love to see it. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Here we go. Look at that, little mash is rolling.
Mash is now available in 800 stores around the country. And according to Julia Moskin, who writes about food for the New York Times, recent trends in salad lend credence to Todd Coons' optimism.
You know, in the 80s and 90s, there was a real discovery of the more bitter and peppery herbs like arugula and watercress, and that's how we come by these mesclun mixes that are now so popular and that are sometimes almost inedibly bitter. And now we're seeing a movement away from that and toward a sort of sweeter, gentler kind of lettuce. And, of course, to really sweet lettuces like mash and, say, Boston lettuce.
Todd Kuhns also takes courage from the French, who so love the little green's nutty flavor that they call it Doucette, or the little sweet one, and they consume over 50 million pounds of mâche each year. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.
To get a look at mâche and get a recipe that uses this lettuce, just visit our website at npr.org.